More than 27,400 Australians had a stroke for the first time in their lives in 2020. That's one stroke every 19 minutes. There are almost 450,000 people living with the effects of stroke in the community. And this week is National Stroke Week. And for the year, the National Stroke Foundation's focus is to celebrate the precious moments that you or your loved one has who has suffered from a stroke can continue to enjoy during and after recovery. Joining me now to have a chat about how we can help to make the lives of those recovering from a stroke enjoyable and what we need to look out for is the CEO of the National Stroke Foundation, Sharon McGowan, this morning. Good morning, Sharon. Thank you for joining us and welcome.
Good morning. Such an important message to get out to everyone.
Absolutely. Totally agree. Okay, so just let's put it all into perspective. What is a stroke and what causes one, just in case there are people out there that are not sure?
So a stroke happens in your brain. So it's a brain attack. And essentially it's when the blood supply to your brain is interrupted. That can either be through a blood clot, blocking a blood vessel to the brain, or a blood vessel bursting in the brain and blood being released into the brain. So in both cases, it's a medical emergency. So the faster you get to hospital, the quicker we can treat you and the better your recovery will be.
Okay. Well, the stats that I read out in the introduction to our chat this morning are very alarming. Why are they so high?
Well, stroke is still one of Australia's biggest killers and it's the leading cause of adult disability. So we know that 660 strokes will happen to Tasmanians this year. And over 11,000 Tasmanians are living with the impact of this preventable disease. So we know that up to 80% of strokes can be prevented. And a lot of that is through lifestyle. So we can all get more active. We can eat a healthy diet. But we really want people to make sure that they keep their blood pressure within normal range.
Yes.
So we're encouraging people to get their blood pressure checked, go to a GP or a pharmacy and get your blood pressure checked.
As individuals, what symptoms should we be concerned about that may suggest a loved one or a friend has a stroke, and what do we need to do?
Well, a stroke can happen to anyone at any time, and the easiest way to recognise the common signs of stroke is the FAST message. So F is for face. Check their face. Has it drooped? A is for arms. Can they lift both arms? S is for speech. Is their speech slurred? Can they understand you? And T is time. Time is critical. Every stroke is a medical emergency and every stroke is a 000 call. So think fast and act fast.
So as I mentioned before, the National Stroke Foundation is celebrating those moments that occur during and after recovery, those little moments that make them more enjoyable. How do we make these moments more enjoyable?
Well, the quicker we get people to hospital, the better chance they will have of making a full recovery from stroke. And we know that people can have a recovery over many years. So the key message is making sure that you and your loved ones can recognize a stroke. If you see any of those signs, please call 000 straight away. The quicker we get people to hospital, the better chance of them having those precious moments to celebrate with their families.
Yes, and that's critical. Call 000 no matter how small the symptoms might be.
No matter how small the symptoms, even if it's only one sign and it only lasts for moments, it's always a 000 call. It's an early warning sign of a potentially fatal stroke.
Okay, so what's the best resource? Is there a good resources available for information on strokes and National Stroke Week itself?
Jump onto the Stroke Foundation website. That's strokefoundation.org.au. We have lots of resources. You can get yourself a fridge magnet or a wallet with the FAST message on it. There are lots of posters to share with your workplace. Please jump onto the website. We have lots of resources for you.
Awesome. Sharon, good to talk to you today. Thanks once again for your time.
Thanks so much for making the time.
You're welcome. That's Sharon McGowan, CEO of the National Stroke Foundation, joining us today during National Stroke Week 2022, West Coast 7XS.